I suppose that distracted him. His ineffectuality had to be Shifter's doing. They left maybe 5,000 men behind. The warlord side of me was disappointed. I'd hoped to do more damage. I was not going to storm the camp to do it, though. I backed the men off, set men to police up our casualties, placed cavalry to meet anyone coming out of the camp or city, then got on with business. I planted my right wing yards from the road we had followed down to Stormguard, just out of bowshot of the barbican at the gate it entered. My line ran at right angles to the road. I let the men relax. My levee builders got to work putting their training to use. On the far side of the road they began digging a trench. It started a bowshot from the wall and ran to the foot of the hills. It would be wide and deep and would shield my flank. The workers carried the earth to the road and began building a ramp. Others began building mantlets to protect the ramp builders as they approached the wall. That many men can move a lot of earth. The defenders saw we would have a ramp right up to the wall in just a few days. They were not pleased, but they had no means to stop us. Men scurried like ants. The former prisoners had scores to even and went at it like they wanted blood by sundown. By mid-afternoon they were taking the city end of the trench downward, deep, and toward the wall, not hiding the fact that they were mining, aiming to go under as well as over, and they had begun breaking ground for a trench on my left flank as well. In 3 days my army would be protected by a pair of deep trenches that would funnel my attack up the ramp and over the wall. There would be no stopping us. They had to do something in there. I hoped to do something to them before they thought of something to do to me. Late afternoon. The sky began clouding over. Lightning frolicked behind the hills to the south. Not a good sign. A storm would be tougher on my guys than on theirs. Even so, despite the cold wind and scattered sprinkles moving in, the builders only broke for a Spartan supper before setting out lanterns and building bonfires so they could continue after dark. I posted pickets so there would be no surprises, began rotating my troops out of position for food and rest. Some day. All I'd had to do was sit in one place and look elegant and give orders I'd already worked out in my head. And think about what last night had meant in its highly anticlimactic fashion. It had been a night of nights of nights, but it had not lived up to the anticipation. Had even been, in a, well, we've finally gotten around to it way, something of a disappointment. Not that I would trade it in or take it back. Never. Some day, when I'm old and retired and have nothing better to do than philosophize, I'm going to sit down for a year and figure out why it's always better in the anticipation than in the consummation. I sent Frogface flitting around, checking the enemy's mood. That was black. They wanted no more fighting after duking it out with elephants. Stormguard's walls were not heavily patrolled. Most of the male population had marched out in the morning and not made it back. But Frogface reported no great distress around the central citadel where another Shadow Master was in residence. In fact, he thought he sensed confidence in the eventual outcome. The storm marched north, and it was a bitch, Kitty. I gathered my captains. We got a mean storm coming.